Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store.
Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, America. Hello. Welcome. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. Very honored to have you with us today. And we've got a jam-packed show for you. Normally, we don't have that many guests today. We've got a lot of folks dropping by. We're going to be speaking to our good buddy Eric Bowling over at Newsmax just a little while. Also, Congressman Brian Mast is going to be here, and our good friend Bruce Elliott. You folks in Baltimore who listen to the show on WCBM know Bruce, and we're going to be talking about this crazy story. Get this. Only 8% of Baltimore County 8th graders test proficient in math. It's unbelievable, this story, and a lot of parents are very upset about what's happening in Baltimore, a city, by the way, that happens to be run by Democrats. Also, it is Valentine's Day, so we'll be, you know, if you want to give your other person, you want to say your better half, if you want to give your Valentine a shout out today, we will let you do that because that's what we do here on the we're all about love on the Todd Starnes radio program. And we will be, we'll even try to throw in a couple of great love songs for our bumper music today. We may try to do something like that. Anyway, go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this today, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is facing some fire from conservatives. And Secretary Buttigieg is deserving of every bit of controversy that he generates. So this guy, he's been out on maternity leave for a good chunk of his time as the transportation secretary, and he's been busy learning how to chest feed his child with the husband. Chasen. I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Buttigieg. So he's been busy doing a lot of other things. The guy's been preoccupied. So he wasn't able to really address the container and the ship controversies. And he, of late, has not been able to address this catastrophe that has happened in East Palestine, Ohio. And it is horrible. As a matter of fact, it's impacting not just the people in East Palestine and along the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, but this is an environmental disaster that could impact everyone from Tennessee all the way to western New York. And Buttigieg is nowhere to be found. As a matter of fact, Buttigieg was asked about this yesterday, but instead he is more focused on another pressing issue. Now, keep in mind, it was Buttigieg who told all of us that one of the greatest threats to democracy was the nation's racist highway system. You might remember that. We've been talking about it for quite some time. But I had no idea there was another big problem. Apparently, there are far too many people of the Caucasian persuasion working in transportation jobs. Cut number six.
To work with your contractors, to work with your community colleges on building a workforce that reflects the community. We have heard way too many stories from generations past of infrastructure where you got a neighborhood, often a neighborhood of color, that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats on that project looking like, doing the good-paying jobs, don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
Right.
You can build community wealth that will help close wealth gaps in this country if we can tear down those barriers. But that happens at the delivery level.
All right, so there you go. Buttigieg says there are way too many white guys, way too many honkies working in transportation jobs. So we've got to do something about that. That is the most pressing issue facing the transportation secretary. Meanwhile, you have all sorts of horrible things happening in America. This train derailment last week, the side effects are now beginning to show themselves. We are hearing reports of wildlife dropping dead. We have already verified reports of birds falling out of the sky, of fish dying, dead fish floating in the water. And a lot of people are very concerned about what sort of an impact it's going to have on human beings. I mean, if your little pets are dropping dead, what about mommy and daddy? What about small children? And what about all the people who breathed in those fumes and maybe were exposed to contaminated water? And the broader issue is how many folks downstream are going to be impacted by this. Do you know they're actually testing the water right now in Louisville, Kentucky? This is how serious of a situation we're dealing with, and yet nothing from the White House, nothing at all. So there is grave concern about what's going on. Now, we understand that five of the derailed tanker cars were carrying vinyl chloride. Now, this is a pretty standard chemical that's used in manufacturing plastics. There's a pretty good chance you have items in your household that were created using vinyl chloride. But there's a problem when vinyl chloride catches fire and explodes. It has been linked to all sorts of very horrible things, including brain cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, cancers of the blood. Reading from the Washington Post, but much of what we know about how this chemical affects people is from studies of workers who've breathed it for long stretches of time. It's less understood how a sudden release, such as the one in Ohio, could affect people living nearby, or how the authorities' decision to burn off the vinyl chloride might affect its dispersal. Now, my understanding is vinyl chloride is actually more dangerous when it's set on fire. The EPA says it's monitoring other chemicals. By the way, those weren't the only chemicals there. I mean, this is a bad, bad thing. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's monitoring two other chemicals, including hydrogen chloride, that may be released into the air. Neither of these is good news. So there you have it, folks. Not a good situation. And meanwhile, the government is out there trying to convince everybody that we're about to undergo an alien attack. They want to distract you from what, quite frankly, could be a more devastating issue. So we'll keep an eye on this, and we'll see how things go. But if you're anywhere around this, and again, Louisville, Kentucky, already testing the water, they're saying it's safe to drink. I don't know. We'll see. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So another bit of breaking news today. Nikki Haley officially announced that she is running for president of these great United States. Nikki Haley, the former U.N. ambassador, former governor of South Carolina, proclaiming her Indian-American heritage. At least she's proclaiming it, unlike Kamala Harris. Nikki Haley, who wants to become the first lady president. And here's how that big announcement went down. Cut 10.
The railroad tracks divided the town by race. I was the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. Not black, not white. I was different. But my mom would always say, your job is not to focus on the differences, but the similarities. And my parents reminded me and my siblings every day how blessed we were to live in America. Some look at our past as evidence that America's founding principles are bad. They say the promise of freedom is just made up. Some think our ideas are not just wrong, but racist and evil. Nothing could be further from the truth. I have seen evil. In China, they commit genocide. In Iran, they murder their own people for challenging the government. And when a woman tells you about watching soldiers throw her baby into a fire, it puts things in perspective. Even on our worst day, we are blessed to live in America. I was born and raised in South Carolina.
Wake up!
So I have seen the very best of our country. People here threw out the old, tired political establishment and demanded accountability for their tax dollars. Industry reports called us the beast of the Southeast, which I loved. People came by the thousands for fresh starts. Moms and dads held their heads up high. Children learned that it was always...
It's a great day in South Carolina.
It's a great day.
It's a great day.
A great day.
A great day in South Carolina. We were strong. We were proud. And when evil did come...
Police in South Carolina are looking for a gunman following a shooting at a church in
downtown. Several victims. We don't know the severity.
We turned away from fear toward God and the values that still make our country the freest and greatest in the world. We must turn in that direction again.
Oh,
Republicans have lost the popular vote in 7 out of the last 8 presidential elections. That has to change. Joe Biden's record is abysmal, but that shouldn't come as a surprise. The Washington establishment has failed us over and over and over again.
Okay, enough. Okay, thank you, Kyle. Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry. Some of you may have just swerved off the road. You fell asleep, and I apologize. I deeply apologize for that. Look, that's the big launch from Nikki Haley representing next generation voters. Got to tell you, folks. That video, it makes Jeb Bush look like he's on amphetamines. Jeez, hello. I've never seen anything like that before. How is that supposed to inspire? I think it put everybody to sleep. So there you have it. Nikki Haley says she wants to be president, going up against President Trump. I wonder if Trump's going to give her a nickname. Sleepy Nikki? I don't know. We'll have to come up. Maybe we can offer some suggestions. So here's the question, folks. So now we have two people in the race, and this is not some sort of a hypothetical. So who do you like? Do you like Nikki Haley or do you like Donald Trump? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. COVIDTaxRelief.org got a small retail business almost $80,000. COVIDTaxRelief.org got a manufacturing business nearly $250,000. And COVIDTaxRelief.org just got a large distribution business almost $900,000. If you run a business, a church, or a nonprofit and paid your employees through all or part of the pandemic, you could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee through the government's CARES Act. But beware of clickbait or pay upfront companies who make you do the work and take a huge percentage of your refund. COVIDTaxRelief.org receives a low reasonable commission only after you receive your refund. And with 300 CPAs and tax experts, no one is better at getting you the maximum benefit than COVIDTaxRelief.org. Visit COVIDTaxRelief.org now because this plan expires soon. That's COVIDTaxRelief.org, COVIDTaxRelief.org. Refund examples are not a guarantee and not all businesses qualify. All All right, there's a brand new poll out for the presidency. This is from Reuters Ipsos. The Reuters Ipsos poll. According to their data, which is just out today, Trump gets 43% of registered Republicans in the latest poll. 31% say they support Ron DeSantis. You've got Nikki Haley at just 4% right now. So I don't know. Maybe that video's going to do it. Maybe that'll just, she's calling for generational change. But if I'm looking for generational change, I'm looking at somebody like a Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So who do you like here, ladies and gentlemen? Does Nikki Haley have a shot? Would she make a good vice president for Donald Trump? 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Jim in Maine, WLOB, our great station there. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, good to talk to you again. I want you to envision a beautiful country road in Scarborough, Maine, with beautiful fields of snow. And then you played Nikki Haley, and I almost swerved off the road. Okay, and I wish that these folks would understand that as brash and sometimes as buffoonish as Trump can be, that people like him because he is the exact opposite of what she just spit out. Excuse me, because you know that was awful. It really was. That was terrible. I listened to the first few minutes you played. And that's exactly what people don't want.
You're right, Jim. And here's what gets me about all of this. This is what needs to happen. It's not going to happen, Jim, but this is what needs to happen. Every single person, Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, what they ought to do is all stand up, and they don't have to do it together, but they can do their own little thing, and they can say, you know what, I really wanted to run for president in 2024, and I believe I would make a great president, but I'm going to stand down. I'm going to wait till 2028 because Donald Trump deserves another shot at this. And I guarantee you, Jim, if Mike Pompeo, if all of them did that, it would unify the party as best as the party could be unified. And I believe that Trump would win in 2024 and we would win in 2028. But I'm not sure they're willing to set aside their own egos for the better good.
I know. You're totally right. I totally agree. I think if they unified, that's an overly used word, but it would just, I think they would crush it. But, that whole speech and that whole everything, it was so nauseatingly politically gross, So that's a huge turnoff, that Nikki Haley thing. And, I like her, too, and I think she's been okay. She's done some good stuff, but that just absolutely threw her in the toilet for me.
What she ought to do is fire the consultants that put that together, because that did her no good. No good at all. All right.
God bless you, Todd. You have a good day.
God bless you as well, Jim. Thank you for listening to us, and hello to all of our great listeners up in the state of Maine. By the way, hold on. I just received mail in my fingers, a hand-typed letter from JJ, who is he says, I'm from the good Portland. WLOB is the radio station. He says, Todd, thanks much for putting our listeners on WLOB Portland. Tell Jeff Katz his reputation is catching up with him. I remember hearing him during the week on 680 WRKO, which, by the way, great radio station in Boston. And that's where Jeff and I got to be good friends. He was great there, and he's doing fine when you use him on your network. He's on a great station in Richmond, which is beautiful country. Regards, JJ. and signs it 2223. JJ, thank you for the kind note. And I do agree, not only is WLOB a great radio station, but WRVA, another great station there in Richmond. And we're honored because it's a terrific affiliate. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. We're going to be going to your phone calls as well. 844-747-8868. We're going to be checking in with our good friends over at WCBM in Baltimore. Man, the schools over there, what a mess that is. In the meantime, check out ToddStearns.com. We have some great resources for you there as well. All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
I've noticed when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
All right, one of the best, most ridiculous TV shows in all of American TV history. Remember Love American Style? Hold on, Kyle, let's play a little bit more of this. No, you can't rest your head on my shoulder, Kyle. Wake up. And Bruce Elliott on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Well, Bruce, you never know what's going to happen around this joint.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you, Todd?
Bruce, I'm doing well, and welcome to the show. We've been following this crazy story out of Baltimore, and folks, Bruce is one of the top radio hosts in America, co-hosting The Morning Drive, Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680, which is our great affiliate there. Bruce, this story about Baltimore County and math proficiency, what's going on there?
Well, it's both Baltimore City and Baltimore County, Todd, that the kids are not testing to grade, to put it very politely. A story on WBFF TV here locally a couple of days ago said that of the list of 23 schools that were checked, 10 high schools, 8 elementary schools, 3 middle schools, 2,000 students took the math test at various grade levels, and 0 students tested proficient in math. These are 3 schools where zero proficiency. Of these schools for incarcerated youth, the other 2 are for students with disabilities. But those are special schools. The 23 schools that they checked in this particular survey indicated with 1 or 2 students at the outside proficient in math, and most of the schools had no one proficient in math at their grade level. This is a pretty grim number, and the Baltimore County numbers turn out to be just about the same. So something is not working well here.
Bruce, any idea, has the school district given any kind of explanation as far as what's going on here?
Oh, the excuse has been, blame it on COVID. The problem is, in Baltimore City, these test scores have been sliding down virtually every year for the last 6 or 7 years. That means it began happening well before COVID struck. I think there are 2 sets of problems here, Todd. If I might, and I know you and I over time have talked about these issues a good bit. One is the kids are not getting a satisfactory education for 1 or 2 reasons. First, the teachers who care aren't able to teach because their kids were disrupting the classroom. And second, those teachers who do not care are simply going through the motions and they don't care if a kid disrupts the classroom. The second issue, though, I think, and the key issue, is the home. In Baltimore City, you have an out-of-wedlock childbirth rate of north of 80%. You have all kinds of families in Baltimore City that have no dad in the home. You also have a population that just doesn't care much about education. So it's really difficult to convince little Johnny or little Janie to go study math and do those tables that you and I had to do growing up. You know, what's 12 times 12, et cetera, et cetera. If basically mom and dad don't care, it doesn't matter how good the teacher is. If mom and dad don't care, if they don't buy into the value of education, it's going to be virtually impossible, not just now, but for the next decade or 10, to have the kid care more than mom or dad do. Well, dad only went through 10th grade. He's fine. Look at me. That's what you're looking at.
Bruce, I'm so glad you pointed out the home component of this. I'm thinking if I'm a parent and my kid can't do multiplication or can't add or subtract, I should know that as a parent and bring that to the school's attention. But it looks like we've just had failure across the board, and it's not just in Baltimore City or county. I suspect this is happening in school districts all over America.
Well, check this out. The Woolens Hub did a study, and if you want to be discouraged about something, Maryland rates as the second most educated state in the country. This is at the same time where you have these numbers about who can do math and who can't in Baltimore City schools. Well, they're getting, Woolens Hub's getting their numbers from Montgomery County, Maryland, and Prince George's County, Maryland, which immediately abut Washington, D.C. And in that case, yeah, you have a lot of working professionals with professional degrees or advanced degrees working for either institutions having to do with the government or working directly for the government. But you get outside that kind of specialized area, you take a look at what's happening in Washington, D.C., take a look at what's happening in Baltimore, take a look at what's happening in St. Louis or Cleveland or Detroit or virtually any urban area in this country, and you'll find failure after failure after failure. And still, you have the teachers' union pushing hard against the idea of what I think is a pretty common sense thing. The money follows the kid. That if your kid is going to public school, the money follows the kid. If your kid is being homeschooled, the money follows the kid. If your kid is going either a Catholic high school or a Jewish high school, whatever the case might be, again, the money follows the child. The teachers' union does not want that to happen. They want a monopoly, not on what I call public schools, but they want a monopoly on the government schools.
You know,
they want to be able to indoctrinate as well as teach.
You know, Bruce, it's interesting. In Seattle, last week there was a big story about Seattle looking at even having to close some schools because they've lost thousands of students. They don't know where those students went, either private school, moved out of the district. And I'm wondering if that's going to happen here in Baltimore, where you've got, I mean, these parents, at least from the local reports, are pretty angry. What are they saying on the radio station?
Well, we talked about this morning. Sean Casey, who's my co-host tonight, we've co-hosted the show together. We talked about this morning, and people, parents who care, are honked off, to put it very politely. And many of them are trying to bang on the doors of the school board, either in Baltimore County or in Baltimore City. They're going to, you know, headquarters and trying to get a conversation with somebody who cares. And by and large, they're being thwarted. So the conversations are not happening. And look, here's something even more bizarre to think about. The woman who heads the Baltimore City school system, her name is Santelitas. She has been there for 6 years. Obviously, failure after failure after failure. She has just been nominated as one of the most up-and-coming black educators in Maryland. What? I mean, connect those dots. Square that circle. I can't make it work.
It's insane. Folks, we've got Bruce Elliott on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from our great affiliate in Baltimore, WCBM. That's Talk Radio 680. Bruce, again, is this a financial thing? We've seen the reports that what teachers are making over six figures when you throw in all the benefits, and what the per student dollar amount looks pretty steep as well.
No, it can't be just money. First of all, a lot of the money ends up at the school headquarters, not in the classroom. You also have teachers who spend a lot of their own money to provide for their students. By and large, teachers do care. They want to make this work, but they're in a system where we care more about making sure somebody's gender is properly identified than we care about teaching the STEM studies. In China, they're teaching STEM. Here, we want to make sure if you look at somebody, if you call them he or she or they, which is more important in the long run. I would argue that the Chinese on this one have it right.
So, unfortunately, if you're going down to the Walmart in Baltimore, you're probably not going to get correct change back. I mean, that's the sad reality, unfortunately.
No, everything's on an icon, Todd. You don't have to enter numbers anymore in a cash register. You push the icon, or you simply swipe it through, and the machine takes care of it for you.
I'm old school, Bruce.
I am terrible at doing math in my head. This is an admitted weakness. So I avoid doing that because my numbers always come out wrong. But I do know how to actually add a column of numbers. Oh, by the way, the $20 you loaned me for, I thought was a great business idea. I'm going to get it back to you as soon as the inflation means the money means less.
Well, I was going to ask you about that off the air, but thank you for bringing that up.
It's an important thing. Look, I thought it was a great idea, Todd. I thought roadkill mac and cheese was a thing of tomorrow. Not everybody can afford lobster mac and cheese.
We'll be able. You know what? That would be a good seller over in East Tennessee. Not so much West Tennessee. Bruce, are you doing well? Otherwise, it's been a while, my good friend.
Yeah, it really has. Folks, just so you know, I was the one who made Todd Starnes a star.
Wow, that's actually true. It's. We've been doing radio together for a long time. My goodness.
We're doing very well. The family is great. My daughter and son are both tremendous. My son is done with his military obligation and is working locally, actually. My daughter is in St. Louis, and she teaches. She's a teacher out there at a beautiful school. She has a beautiful little girl who is quite a pistol and is going to be a handful. And I love the idea of being the grandfather because when the diaper gets full, I give her back.
Well, there you go. That's the best world right there. Bruce, well, next, when you're in St. Louis, just come on down the river to Memphis, and we'll have to treat you to some good barbecue.
Oh, I love that, because, St. Louis barbecue is like based on mustard. It's strange.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, it's unfortunate. But we'll get you a good slab of barbecue bologna while you're down here too. It's a local delicacy.
All right. And I'll bring you some of the samples of the roadkill mac and cheese.
Please do. Yeah, we'll send that up to marketing, Bruce. Bruce Elliott, ladies and gentlemen, from WCBM in Baltimore. Bruce, take care now. Good hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, can you believe that story? No, not the roadkill mac and cheese. No, the kids in Baltimore, they're not learning anything. And we've all seen the stories. This is an abject failure, and I'm so glad that Bruce brought this up because parents bear some responsibility here. Moms, dads, you have a responsibility to educate your kids. You can't rely on these government-funded schools. You can't do it. So who do you blame for what's happening in Baltimore where zero students in at least 23 public schools failed math class? Not a single student was proficient in math. Zero. District-wide, only 8% of students tested proficient. Who do you blame? The schools, mom and dad, both? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Again, that number, 844-747-8868. Now, we have to share some great news with you. We are getting so much positive feedback about our upcoming trip to Israel. We're taking 100 of our listeners to the Holy Land later on this year. It's going to be a wonderful journey. And the great thing about our trip, it's going to be so intimate. I'll be able to spend one-on-one time with all of you as we travel around and visit the Holy Land sites. Also, you're going to get an exclusive look inside the Knesset, and you're going to be able to meet with some Israeli government leaders during our journey. And we would love for you to be a part of it. All this month, if you sign up this month and you decide to use the payment system where you can pay a little bit each month, we're going to hook you up with a free breakfast in Tel Aviv that I'll be hosting. And also, you're going to be getting an exclusive Todd Stern Show jacket. It's really a great jacket. You're going to love it. All you need to do is either go to toddstearns.com, click on the Israel tab at the top of the page, or you can call Dylan right now, 844-747-8868, and Dylan will get all your information. We want you to go ahead and sign up now. And again, you can pay a little bit each month. You don't have to pay the full thing. If you want to, that's great, but you don't have to. And also, you'll be able to get that incredible Todd Stern Show jacket. ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back. All right, Valentine's Day. And if you want to give your Valentine a shout-out, you can do that today, 844-747-8868. Dylan, I have to ask you a question. I know you've got your Valentine is in another city.
Unfortunately.
But do you have something planned? What are you going to do?
Well, each year, and it's been like this the past 2 years, but we've gone on a little virtual date just for the day on Valentine's Day. And then I'll try to visit her like the weekend of Valentine's Day and have like a little special time, you know, wherever we're at.
That's nice. Do you have a gift picked out already? What are you going to do?
Well, I did. So I can now say this now because she just saw the flowers. So I sent her flowers from a nice Birmingham shop.
Ooh, you know, nice. From there, so. Oh, that's very nice.
She got those.
You know, if you're going to be in Memphis, Tennessee, by the way, Pew's Flowers, they do an amazing job.
Yes.
They do a great job. Dylan, there's a survey I want to get your thoughts on. They say that some Valentine's Day gifts you think are great may not be so great. And this survey from Study finds, they asked 2,000 Americans who are in a relationship about the biggest Valentine's Day cliches. And I'm shocked by this. They're saying that if you're looking to impress your partner this year, go-to gifts like chocolate-covered strawberries and champagne will not cut it.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder why.
Well, they're saying if you're getting that or like the heart-shaped candy, the yes. chocolate candy, it means you're not putting a lot of thought into the gift, right?
Yeah, I've seen those things recently. I feel like, you know, I don't know if this is true for all women, but I feel like they're not really in favor of the heart-shaped jewelry, the heart-shaped candy. I mean, heart-shaped candy is probably better than the jewelry, but just it's a little cheesy, I think.
I had to go to Kroger last night, mm-hmm. and I was back in the milk section where all that stuff is. There was literally a line of men lined up to get a dozen eggs. I think they came out ahead. You know, it's a lot cheaper.
So. Yeah.
14%. So these are the least coveted Valentine's Day gift, the least desired gifts right. on Valentine's Day. The classic heart-shaped box of chocolates. 22% say they don't want the heart-shaped chocolates. Mm-hmm. Flowers. Uh-oh.
Don't want flowers.
They don't want flowers, 28%. And 34%. Now, this is the least desired of all. They do not want furry handcuffs.
Mm. This is an interesting poll. I'm curious about the flowers though, because I feel like roses nowadays are becoming a little bit of that cheesy cliche gift to get on Valentine's Day. Like different flowers are what like they want.
But if it's her favorite flower.
Yeah, that's important.
Over half say that heart-shaped boxes of candy are a cop-out gift.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you have to think about it. It's in like every single Kroger, every single CVS, like it's just right there. It's the easiest thing to pick up on Valentine's Day.
And the problem is you always get the one with the cream filling that tastes horrible.
That's true. Yeah.
So if it's not, so if you're not going to get furry handcuffs, which I didn't realize was a thing, flowers or heart-shaped box of chocolate. I guess they want you to think outside of the chocolate box.
Yep. I think that's what it is.
You got to be creative.
Sorry, guys. You got to be creative this year.
I don't know. I'm opening this up to the ladies of our audience. I think they want chocolate. I don't know a lady who does not want chocolate.
Should ask them.
Ladies, what say you? Would you rather have chocolate than furry handcuffs? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. We got to take a break for your top of the hour local news, but we will be right back. Eric Bowling from Newsmax coming up next.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of The Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Happy Valentine's Day. And if you haven't got those flowers, you better head over to the Wawa and get them while you can. So there's, I'm telling you, there was a line out the door as I was driving into the news bunker earlier today. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Again, that number, 844-747-8868. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great American Patriot joins us today. He is the host of Eric Bowling, The Balance on Newsmax. Eric Bowling. Eric, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing great, Todd. Really, really good to be back on with you. How you doing?
Doing good.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Yeah, well, likewise. Yep, doing well, doing well. Eric, a lot happening in the news. Of course, this horrible shooting last night, Michigan State University, 3 killed, 5 hurt. We understand they're all students. And, of course, we don't know anything about what happened, and yet the Democrats already scoring big political points by saying we got to go after the guns.
Yeah. Never was a Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
Was the exact line. And that's what they do. They're a gun grab. You know, Kyle, what scares me is Biden in the State of the Union, and just prior to the State of the Union address, talked about, you know, what we need to do, what we need to do as a country with assault weapons. Guy doesn't even know what an AR-15 is. At one point, he talked about an AR-15 as an automatic rifle, AR, and he's wrong. Geraldo did that on Fox News. AR-15 stands for assault rifle. No, it doesn't. It's an Armalite rifle. They don't even know what they're going after. Honestly, I think what they're, and they always have been, this is not new, but they're getting more and more, as society, as American society becomes more and more woke, they're getting more and more young people on, voters, and what they're trying to do is do a gun registry, Todd. And this, as a Second Amendment advocate, I think this is the biggest risk, one of the biggest risks to the country right now. If they do register our firearms, they're going to register law-abiding citizens' firearms. Meanwhile, there are probably, I don't know, 150, 200 million bad guys with guns running around that will never register, and they're just going to put us at a complete disadvantage because at some point they're going to go for the gun grabs. First, it's going to be automatic weapons or assault weaponry, and then it's going to be, well, you know, these pistols that have a bit of a shoulder, attachment to it that makes it feel like a rifle but still a pistol. We're going to go after those now, too. They're going to continue to go after until they get every possible gun they can get their hands on, and again, that's a God-given constitutional right that we need to continue to protect. Otherwise, none of the other amendments matter if we can't protect the second.
It's a great point, Eric. The Second Amendment protects the First Amendment, and we've got to take a firm stand here. So I don't think anything is going to come of this, but it's just really tragic. And this goes all the way back to Barack Obama with the cops acting stupidly. Democrats like to use any kind of a crisis, any kind of a terrible tragedy to advance their agenda, and we're seeing that play out now. I want to pivot real quick, Eric. I was just on Newsmax TV, and we have been fighting the good fight with you guys. Of course, AT&T's DirecTV taking Newsmax off its platform, and now comes word Senator Ted Cruz is going to take up the fight. He's going to be investigating not just DirecTV, but going after big tech censorship of conservatives.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know, again, so I'm here at Newsmax, and obviously this is a Newsmax issue, but it was OAN a year ago. It's Newsmax now. This is in response to a couple of Democrat Congress people under the Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House, who she condoned this letter. They wrote a letter suggesting that we get deplatformed, that including Fox getting deplatformed. Now, Fox is the biggest cable news network in the country, but they're going to stop at nothing to continue to try and deplatform any voice that they don't agree with. There's no First Amendment in Democrat world. They don't care about the First Amendment. In fact, the First Amendment is a hindrance to them because, as we know, if it doesn't fall within their point of view or their perspective, they don't want to hear about it, and it's not valid. So they're going to continue up the food chain until they get all of the media on their side, at which point it becomes state media, state TV, state radio. You know, fortunately, I'll tell you, the strongest holdout has been radio. Radio. I was on Mark Levin's show talking about this a couple nights ago, and he said, look, we have to be careful because they will. They'll go and they'll continue, and they'll continue to try and deplatform any conservative voice until they have everyone, including radio. And that's a scary concept. Then we're one step away from, I don't know, socialism, communism.
Well, this is why I bought my own radio station, Eric Bolling. So they're not going to be able to, you know, do that to us. But you're right, and I think Levin is right. There will be an effort to shut down any speech they find offensive or they object to. And that's one of the reasons I was disappointed with our former employer for really not coming out and fighting alongside Newsmax here. Because you're right, they're going to be coming after Fox News after they finish with Newsmax.
Yeah, I called them out. I called them the Fox out a bunch of times. Where are you? Where, if you really care about the conservative voice, you'll stand up and you'll fight for people who like us, like Newsmax. When OAN got deplatformed, I and several other Newsmax hosts went on air, and, you know, honestly, Ruddy was fine with it, absolutely fine with it. He said, because it's the right thing to do. And we defended OAN, and we said that's not right for them to get deplatformed. They're getting deplatformed likely because of their point of view, their perspective, a conservative perspective, not because of finances. And clearly they're deplatforming Newsmax. Has nothing to do with finances, because Newsmax is right now the fourth largest cable network in America, far larger than people that their groups that they're keeping on. DirecTV is keeping on the platform with far lower ratings, and they're paying these 22 groups, and they're not willing to pay Newsmax. So this is more ideology than finance. But I said, you know, if it's really not about that, Fox, if it's about the voice, which you claim to be all for, you know, all forms of conservative, you know, the full spectrum of conservative commentary, then you'll stand up for Newsmax and OAN, and they're ominously silent. Are they happy that their competition is going away? I hope not, because then that would make them look like just greedy, money groveling SOBs, which they may be.
By the way, folks, well said, by the way, call 877-NEWSMAX. So, folks, that's 877-NEWSMAX. They're going to connect you to DirecTV. They're going to connect you with your lawmakers up on Capitol Hill so we can fight back against this censorship. Again, 877-NEWSMAX. You know, Eric, we've been following this crazy story about the whatever it is they've been blowing out of the sky, allegedly. What do you make about all of this?
Wow, I just wrote a monologue for tonight's show on this, and you know, a couple of things. First of all, it's scary if what they're telling. And first of all, I don't believe anything they tell us, but they really did look like they were deer in the headlights on the first Chinese balloon that they finally shot down after gathered a week's worth of intelligence over all our military bases. So it's scary that they were this incompetent. We just learned today that on the object that was over Lake Huron, they missed. So a quarter of a $1 billion F-22 fighter jet shoots a multi-million-dollar missile at a massive object that they tell us has no propulsion nor maneuverability capability. They missed it. That's scary in of itself. I believe that these objects are weather balloons, all right, but in a sense, not for the weather or the climate. They're just testing, you know, the response and testing what type of response we have. So they told us that they scrambled the signal around the balloon once they knew what was going on days into it. But, you know, the Chinese are smart. I'll bet you they had technology to read what type of scramblers we're using so they can work around it. That may have been nothing more than a trial to see what we were doing and what our technology, what our capabilities are. And then they'll beat us to it. They've done it in every single form. I just read this, that they have more intercontinental ballistic missiles than the United States right now. They just surpassed us in the number of intercontinental ballistic missiles. They're smart. They've got a mission, and their mission is world dominance, and our mission is to be woke and make sure that we use the right pronouns in the military. It's a scary place,
guys. It is a very scary place. All right, Eric, we're going to leave it there. Great, great show. Congratulations on all your great success. What, 8 o'clock tonight, Eric Bowling the Balance.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Sarah Palin on tonight and others, but thanks, Todd. Good talking to you.
All right, likewise. Eric Bowling, everybody, a great American patriot. By the way, I do want to encourage you to reach out to Newsmax, find out how you can help AT&T DirecTV censoring Newsmax. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue broadcasting 22 liberal news channels, but they canceled Newsmax. They canceled One America News, two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax, like Eric said, fourth highest rated cable news channel, great host, Mike Huckabee, Chris Salcedo, Eric Bowling, and now millions of DirecTV customers cannot watch them on Newsmax. So look, there is a growing list of people that are fighting back. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, yours truly, former President Trump, urging you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T and stand up for free speech. By the way, you can call AT&T and DirecTV right now. Write down this number, 877-NEWSMAX, and you will be connected to DirecTV. 877-NEWSMAX. Give them a call today. We'll be right back.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
Doctor, that RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
I was going to weigh in on this Valentine's statement that you just mentioned. If we don't put much thought into it, if we give them a card or candy or take them to dinner, but if you give them Michael Kors, Sephora, or Coach, now you've put some thought into it. Once you've emptied that wallet, you've put some thought into it. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. That is an interesting thought, is that maybe the more money you spend makes it a more thoughtful gift, I suppose. I don't know. Ladies, would you rather have the flowers and the chocolate, or do you want some sort of an elaborate, well-thought-out thing, whatever that is? By the way, the rumor is that a lot of guys are using AI to write their Valentine messages. This is brilliant. I love this. Apparently, this is like a big thing, so much so that someone wrote wrote an essay saying, please don't let an AI write your Valentine's poems. Roses are red, violets are blue. You could figure it all out. So, but anyway, yeah, people are very, the New York Times, a Valentine from AI to you. We asked ChatGPT to try to capture the most human of emotions, love. Try our Valentine generator and decide for yourself if artificial intelligence has developed emotional intelligence. So there you go. So you have a choice. Dylan, this is fascinating. According to the New York Times, they give you a choice. You can write a bitter Valentine, or you could write a romantic Valentine, platonic, over-the-top, or wishful Valentine. Which one would you recommend we do? Let's try bitter.
The bitter one's good.
Oh, bitter.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to write your bitter Valentine to your therapist, to Rihanna, your partner, yourself, and ex, Jennifer Coolidge? Who's that?
Oh, I can't even do an impression, but she's an actor, celebrity, yeah.
To your animal companion, your worst enemy, your work spouse, your weed dealer.
Mm.
Oh, let's do weed. That's interesting. In the style of a Yelp review, a Taylor Swift song, a greeting card, an Instagram husband, Shakespeare, a kindergartner, a pirate, a haiku, or the Swedish chef.
Is the Taylor Swift one on there?
Taylor Swift song. So we're about to write. We're literally doing this live on the air. This has never happened before on national talk radio before. So we are writing. We're allowing AI to write a bitter Valentine to your weed dealer in the style of a Taylor Swift song.
I can't wait.
All right, it's doing its thing. Oh, here we go. Wow, it's really fast. Oh, wow. It's a little wordy. All right, here we go. We've got it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do we have any music? We should have asked Kyle to generate some music. My apologies, Kyle. So we're going to read this bear. Here we go. Loving you was wrong, a mistake so strong. You never gave me right advice. You only wanted me to pay the price. And your love was never what I need. But goodbye forever. No more weed. What did you think about that one, Dylan?
That may be better than any poem that I've ever tried to write in my eighth grade crush that I've tried to swoon.
You know what? We're not going to do it to weed. We're going to do it to cheese.
Okay. Yeah, that might be
in the style of a Taylor Swift song. All right, let's try this again.
We could probably do this all day, Todd. You might could replace the rest of your show with ChatGPT.
I'm excited. Yeah, we're cancel all the rest of the guests. Oh, my word. It's like a song with the chorus and everything. All right, here's verse one of the Taylor Swift song to your bitter Valentine. I never wanted cheese to be my fate, but it was there I had to face my hate. It made me gag, and I just couldn't take all those smells and flavors that it makes.
Mm.
Chorus. Cheese, oh cheese, your smell is strong. You are hatred, not loved, so I'll sing you this song. It does kind of sound like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, if you're listening, hire us.
Hey, we're there. I mean, we need to move the show to Nashville.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to be on Music Row.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we've written you know what? Let's do something a bit more. You're right. I'm hooked now. Let's do a over-the-top Valentine. I don't want to do it to cheese because we have some lactose intolerant people in the audience. Oh, let's do it to your animal. No, we don't want to do that. To your therapist, your partner, to New York City.
Mm.
All right. Do we want to do it in the style of Taylor Swift, a pirate? Oh, let's do the pirate. I'm excited about this, Dylan. This is great.
This is the best segment we've ever had.
Ahoy, New York, me true love. Your skyline's a beauty, your strips. This is terrible. Your streets drip with culture. And your energy is both your, it's Y-E-R. And your, this is terrible. Ahoy, New York, me true love. Your skyline's a beauty. Your streets drip with culture. And your energy is both infectious and electric. I don't think a pirate would say infectious. That's a pretty bold and broad language there.
Very romantic pirate.
You're as grand as a sea monster, as bold as a pirate and twice as brave. Ye guide us with your glow. keep us safe and sound and help us follow our own dreams of it. Now, that's, I don't know. That's a little too sentimental for a pirate.
Yeah. Pirates are a little bit more angry than that.
I set sail with ye and ne'er look back. Happy Valentine's Day, me love.
Todd, I want you to know that this bot's a little woke.
Yeah?
I told it to write me a poem to Todd Starnes, and it said it will not do that, as it goes against its moral principles.
Wait, what?
That is exactly what
Wait,
it says.
What?
Try it out.
No way.
It doesn't like you,
Todd. That's terrible. They'll take Taylor Swift, but not me?
It wouldn't let me do one for Trump either.
Oh, jeez, Aloom. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. RBG.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, Kyle. So explain this one more time. What just happened?
So I said we were writing, you know, using the AI to write Valentine poems, you
so
know.
We were using AI.
Well, I thought it'd be really funny if I said, write me a love poem to Todd Starnes. And word for word, the AI replied, I'm sorry, but I cannot fulfill that request as writing inappropriate or offensive content goes against my ethical and moral principles.
What?
And I was like, huh, that's weird. Let me write one to Donald Trump. Same answer.
Okay.
So I said, let me write one to Joe Biden. And it wrote it.
Wait, what?
So it wouldn't write it for you or Donald Trump or Tucker Carlson or anybody that, you know, goes that direction. But you go the other direction and it writes beautiful stuff like this. With kindness and compassion you lead, a guiding light in the darkest need. In times of turmoil, you plant the seed of hope and unity, a unifying creed.
He likes Parmesan cheese.
Oh, it's not done.
Rhymes.
It's not done.
Okay, no, it's done. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you. Oh, it's the lunch hour. People need to be able to eat their bologna sandwiches. And that's a load of bologna right there, AI. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line? Our good friend, he is the president of West Coast Baptist College, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, Dr. Paul Chappell. Dr. Chappell, this is just really heartbreaking that I've been dissed by AI.
Yeah, there seems to be a built-in bias to that system at this point.
Go figure. Oh, are you doing well, Dr. Chappell?
We are doing well, just thanking the Lord for his grace, and we're finishing up a children's building here at the church, and the college is doing well. We're very, very thankful.
You know, Pastor, the reason I wanted you to come on the show today, there's an amazing story happening in Kentucky at a small Christian college, Asbury. It's now Asbury University. And they're experiencing what's been called a revival. They've been having over 133 hours now of these revival meetings. And, of course, this is not the first time that's happened at Asbury, going back to 1970, when they had a revival breakout, and it really swept across the nation. And I can't think of a better person to help us understand what's going on there than you. So what's going on?
Well, of course, I haven't been there, but from what I can read and sense, they are experiencing some of what we would consider to be, evidences of revival. Revival has many, many human definitions, but one revival definition I like is that it's the people of God living in the power of an ungrieved, unquenched spirit, which is basically total surrender. Some have defined revival as falling in love with Jesus again. And so there's an awakening that takes place. You know, revival is not a term we use for people that have never had life. It's a term we use for people that have become alive in Christ, but perhaps drifted and perhaps grew cold. And so when there's a touch from God like this, it can truly manifest itself with repentance, with sometimes with conversions as well. But it's usually about the believer becoming thoroughly right with God. R.A. Torrey said, I can give you a prescription for revival. Let a few people, they need not be many, get thoroughly right with God themselves. And so what I have heard is that the students have been confessing sin. They have been, you know, basically coming clean before the Lord, and that there has been a spirit of love outpouring on the campus. And that's one of the products of revival, is that, you know, you're right with God, you're right with your fellow man, and there's a love and a peace that begins to pour out. And I think people are attracted to revival. I think that's why people are visiting, and they're wanting to experience, you know, what God is doing. So,
Pastor, I want to jump in for a moment, because it seems to me, I think there have been other instances throughout American history where there have been these awakenings where, you know, people have come to Christ. They have turned from wickedness. And I'm wondering if you think this might be where all of this is heading, where this could be maybe something that happens nationally.
Well, we pray it will. And when you study the revivals of the past, and I'm thinking right now of the Welsh revival of 1904, there was definitely a small country, a small area, but the revival spread from city to city to city. We were visiting a city several years ago, and they called it ROOS for short. I think it was Rosenberger, but nevertheless, Terry and I were there, and we walked around and actually interviewed people whose parents had been a part of that revival. And after the revival finished, this was a town of 13,000 people. There were 8,000 residents that had accepted Christ as their Savior, and they had to build 6 brand new churches in 1905. So I believe that our church, every church, needs this similar, I hesitate to use the word experience, but they need the touch of God that these folks are experiencing that brings about an awareness of sin and a desire to turn from it, and an awareness of our wonderful Savior and a renewed love for Him. And then that will evidence itself in family life. They say after the Welsh revival, they had to retrain the donkeys and the horses, because all they knew was cursing from their masters. They had to retrain them on the language.
Really?
Yes, that, you know, people changed so much during that time.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Dr. Paul Chappell. He's the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church in California. Pastor, what needs to happen in this country? It just seems like we're just in a weird time, and, you know, people are just lost, I guess, is maybe the best way to describe it.
Well, revival is a very personal and very convictional issue, because all of us who are believers would say we need it, and we recognize that we battle the flesh every single day. And I think what needs to happen is that we need to be honest with the Lord. First of all, we've seen the effects of liberalism, obviously just denying the power of God. Then we see the effects of social justice theology and a lot of the social works theology, which really takes Jesus out of the middle. And all of that has created a lukewarm church. And one of the things that I was looking at as I looked at the Asbury Revival just briefly was, is it just about the music, and is it just about kind of a prolonged concert, or are there real fruits of revival? And the reason that I'm optimistic is because the fruit of repentance, the fruit of falling in love with the Lord and being right with others and hating sin and loving God, all seems to be evident with some of the ones that were interviewed. So that's the type of fruit that churches need, and a revived church can make a difference in a country. But we must be sincere with the Lord and let Him convict of sin. And when you have preachers that are referring to sin as a shortcoming or replacing the death, burial, and resurrection with some form of civil action, we're missing the point then. We have to preach the word as it is, and then the hearers have to receive it as it is. And it's still possible, Todd. Many of us are praying for it. Right now it's touching down here and there, but we definitely need to see it spread from state to state.
Well said, Pastor Paul Chappell at Lancaster Baptist Church. Before I let you go, we're going to be asking Jack Hibbs this question too, but I'm just curious. There's been a lot of talk about these balloons and what they are, where they came from. There was a lot of concern over the weekend that they might be not of this world. And I'm curious, what does the Bible address that, Pastor?
I have no recollection of a scripture that identifies the UFOs, but people are certainly speculating. I think most of them are made in China right now, from what we can tell. So,
yes.
I'll leave that one to Jack. I'm going to tune in and hear what he says. But I will say this, Todd, and I want to give your listeners a great Bible verse. Psalm 85 and verse 6 says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" And when revival comes, there's going to be a joy like these students are experiencing at Asbury. I'm going to preach tomorrow morning on revival here at West Coast Baptist College. I want it for my life. I want it for our students. And every one of us who are believers should pray to seek not just revival in the sense of let's change America, but in the sense of God change me. And Psalm 85:6 has been a great verse in my life for revival. And as far as the UFOs, I don't know, but I know this: the Bible says we're to be looking for that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. And I do think that there might become a desensitization to that appearance. In other words, there'll be so many false appearances, false Christ, false appearances in the sky, that when Jesus himself comes and people actually are called away from this earth, CNN is going to report that it was just another one of those UFOs that came down or something. But we know that there will be a literal return of Christ, and that's the hope of every believer.
I love that. I love that. You know what? I was going to ask you about Chick-fil-A and the new cauliflower sandwich, but I don't want to divide. I don't want to do that.
That would hinder revival.
I love it. All right, Dr. Chappell, looking forward to seeing you soon. A big conference coming up, and we're always my favorite time of the year, and it's just a wonderful conference.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, there you go, folks. Dr. Paul Chappell, one of the top pastors in America. And I say that because this man has just a heart for people and a heart for sharing the good news. And we need more pastors like that. And they're just raising up those young pastors there at West Coast Baptist College. And if you haven't been to the annual Spiritual Leadership Conference, I would encourage you to go. And it doesn't matter if you're a pastor, you need to be there. If you're a church member, you should go and attend. It is one of the most incredible moments of the year. And we'll be posting some information about that. I'll be out there, and I think I'm bringing the team out this year. So it's going to be a wonderful time in the high desert, as they call it, out there in northern Los Angeles County. All right, we got to take a break here, pay some bills. Folks, you've heard the stories about what's happening at Asbury College. Do you believe that we're on the verge of some sort of a national revival breaking out? 844-747-8868. That, again, is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom, a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Milford High School in New Hampshire. And it's interesting, the children at this school are actually more grown up than the grown ups are. So there's been a big fight over bathrooms. And so the school administrators, they decided to go ahead and cover up all the urinals in the boys' bathroom because it might offend people who would be transgender. So, no, I'm not making this up. So, anyway, there was a big mass walkout there in Milford High School, cut number 12.
Milford High School students staging a walkout Friday in response to the school board's bathroom restrictions that limit the number of students who can use the facilities to the number of stalls available.
Nobody asked for this. Nobody but the few parents who complained to the school board asked for this.
The board voted on the measure on Monday after a proposal was brought forth that would change the district's bathroom policy, which allows students to use whichever bathroom aligns with their gender identity. The proposal would require students to use the bathroom associated with their biological sex, male or female. While students agreed they do not like the current bathroom restrictions.
We're all a high school, and the fact that you see this many people out here right now ready to kind of stand against the school board just kind of signifies that.
Some have different opinions about what should be done to address the larger issue.
As a female, I don't think that it's safe to have males in our bathroom.
This is creating just a complex system of inequality within our LGBTQ plus students.
Teachers, parents, and administrators tell News 9 they're happy students were able to come together peacefully.
I'm proud of our students. I really am.
This is what gets the attention needed to make a decision that's best for everybody.
And I've reached out to every board member, and the ones who've responded say that they hear students' concerns and that this is an issue that will have to be brought up again. The next board meeting is scheduled for February 20th.
All right, there you go. All right, good for you, kids. Stand your ground. Flush those rules down the toilet of life. Oh, here in Memphis, another couple of interesting stories. What, 80-something cars broken into on Sunday, and they arrested a teenager. So apparently these are all being done by kids. So anyway, one of the people they arrested for carjacking, there were a couple of carjackings over the weekend. One of the people they arrested for carjacking, a 16-year-old, and the police noticed when they arrested the kid that he already had an ankle bracelet on, an ankle monitor. So the kid was already nabbed for another crime, and now he's nabbed for another crime. And all these crime victims, this is pretty fascinating, are very upset because they're not making the kid stay in jail. So they take him to the jail, and I guess they fingerprint him, and then they send him right back out on the streets where they commit more crimes. So there was one particular lady, and she was a grandmother. And she was sitting there minding her own business in the car, had her little grandchild. And the next thing you know, she looks and there she's staring down the barrel of a gun. And this 10-year-old boy, 10 years old, puts the gun right on her temple, right between her eyes, and said, "Don't move." And they carjacked the woman. They put a gun to the head of the grandchild. And police were able to catch him, but it turns out that as soon as they caught him, they released the 10-year-old back into the custody of the parent. And this lady's like, "What the heck is going on in Memphis, Tennessee? Are you people nuts?" No, ma'am, we're not nuts. We're just controlled by Democrats, and we're controlled by a district attorney who is soft on crime, a district attorney who does not want any child to be incarcerated. And I've said this, and people thought I was joking when I said it. But here in Memphis, it's a reality that you could get shot, you could get robbed by a child, a 10-year-old. And I've always felt that if I'm going to be robbed, I would much rather be robbed by a grown adult than a 10-year-old. Because I think I might be able to reason with the adult and say, "Hey, look, you know what? You're here for the car. Take the car. Or you're here for the money or my wallet or my smartphone. Here, take it. Just take it." I don't think you could do that with a 10-year-old. I think they would just get their jollies off by shooting somebody. But this is a parenting issue here. And people in Memphis, some quarters of Memphis, they don't want to raise their kids. And now you've got a bunch of, they're behaving like animals, even worse than animals. at least some animals might let you live. But it's frightening what's happening out there. Anyway, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. What do you do with the kids? What do you do with a 10-year-old who's running around with a gun threatening to shoot people? 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. Coming up, Congressman Brian Mast and Pat Fallon are going to be here. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and hope you're doing well. Do not use AI to write your Valentine's Day card. You can do it the old-fashioned way. You can do it, America. I have trust in you. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right away. Honored to have with us from the 21st Congressional District in Florida, Congressman Brian Mast. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I am. I'll be taking my wife out for dinner tonight. So.
Very nice. Very nice. It's going to be a packed. The restaurants in Memphis, my understanding, completely packed. So looks like it's going to be a fun night for a lot of Americans.
That's the way it should be.
Congressman, we got to talk about the latest info on this, whatever has been happening over the skies of our nation. And I'm wondering what information you can share with us. What are they telling you on Capitol Hill?
There's a lot, truthfully, on Capitol Hill that's not known. You know, in our intelligence world, that's not known. Maybe you could even say there's more that's not known than what is known. Some of the things that I could say about it is, you have our defense and intelligence apparatus that is monitoring our skies, looking for what they traditionally considered threats. And similar to searching for things on the internet, they were filtering out things that they didn't consider to be threats or that they didn't want to see. And by virtue of filtering things out that they didn't think that they wanted to see, they created an unintended consequence of having a gap in their system, in a pretty significant gap. That's one way to put it.
Well, it's really been puzzling. There has not been that much coverage of this. I was expecting a lot more, and I was expecting a lot more concern from both sides of the aisle. I mean, the reality is, you know, if these, you know, whatever these things are, if they came from China, then we need to know exactly what the Chinese are up to and what's going on.
No, 100% you do. We know that China's not a friend, right? They'll steal our intellectual property. They'll monitor us on TikTok. They'll buy up farmland outside of our military bases. They'll buy up any place that they can get their hands on a rare earth mineral just to keep us from having it and be able to put it into our infrastructure. You name it, they'll do anything they can to make themselves stronger and America weaker. In that, I'm giving you narrative on this. I'm not giving you analysis. I'm giving you narrative right now. And that's simply to say that they will go out there and assess that these are not weaponized balloons. That doesn't mean that they couldn't be, but the assessment being given is that they were not targeting something else. They did not have a payload that they were set to deliver. And they came in a host of varying sizes, to be truthful. The first one that was shot down that we first saw enter the airspace over Montana was, something like 90 feet across, 200 feet tall. And some of the other ones that they've seen and are having difficulty identifying, maybe the size of a Volkswagen Beetle or an ATV or something like that. And so it really begs into question what is operating at that altitude at that very small size. Those are questions that aren't new. Answers that aren't new.
Now, Congressman, you are chair of the new Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability. What are you going to be focusing on in that new role?
So number one item we're going to be looking at is Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, the billions of dollars that were left behind, the Americans that were left behind, the Americans that were killed, the special immigrant visa anticipated recipients that were receiving zero support from the State Department, the lack of planning that went on with that, and the ramifications that we will see forever as a result of what happened with that disastrous botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. That will be number one. Beyond that, there are things that are already ongoing, whether it's spending in the Ukraine. There's an audit being undertaken already right now by Deloitte to account for every dollar that I didn't vote to send these dollars over there, but dollars that went to the Ukraine, to account for those dollars and actually have an independent firm look at where all those were spent. The list will go on for other things related to that, from border to Venezuela and all points in between. But those are two of the top items that you're going to be looking at.
Good stuff, and we're going to be paying very close attention because we do need to get to the bottom of what happened in Afghanistan and what happened to all of the tens of millions of dollars in military equipment that was just left behind for the Taliban to take over.
Not millions, billions, tens of billions of dollars of equipment that basically made the Taliban and al-Qaeda, because it is now a safe haven again for Taliban and al-Qaeda, the most well-armed terrorist organization in the history of the globe, but maybe only comparable to Hezbollah, probably more armed than Hezbollah and Hamas at this point because of what was left behind. But what we do know are a lot about the ramifications, and that being the first major domino that fell, leading to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, China's expanded view of what they want to do in Taiwan, and they're threatening there. It was a major domino that all foreign intelligence agencies were looking at the Biden administration saying, how are they going to react? What are they going to do? And okay, this is going to be the kind of administration that they are.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Before I do let you go, we've been following this developing story out of East Palestine, Ohio, where they had that horrible train crash, the explosion, the fire. Lots of very, very significant concerns as wildlife drops dead. Now Fox News has a headline up that residents are suffering headaches. Are you satisfied with the response thus far from the Biden administration and specifically the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg?
No, and this is something that they tried to ignore. Buttigieg tried to ignore it until people started coming forward with symptoms. This is not provocative to say or expect when you have toxic chemicals weighing to the tunes of hundreds of thousands of pounds per train car that they have there, and then all of that released or burned. I mean, you can imagine most people can think of the kind of headache they get if they were to throw plastic or styrofoam into a fire pit somewhere around their home. They would notice that. They'd get a headache. They'd try not to smell it. So imagine that to the tune of each train car with hundreds of thousands of pounds and gallons and weight of various toxic chemicals. Not provocative to see that being the case at all. And they wanted to ignore it right off the bat, saying, oh, everything's fine. It doesn't appear like anybody got hurt at all from this. Obviously, they were jumping the gun on that and hoping to move away.
It's crazy. So we got to get to the bottom of it, and we've got to make sure that not just the folks there in Ohio are safe. My understanding is they're testing the water as far south as Louisville, Kentucky, and to the north in western New York. People are concerned. I mean, this could be a major environmental disaster.
I also sit on the Committee of Transportation and Infrastructure. There will be hearings on this as well. National Transportation Safety Board is already on the ground there with a team of, I would bet, somewhere between 20 to 30 at least investigators of what's going on there. And so, yeah, this is being taken very seriously at this point.
All right. Well, Congressman, appreciate your time this afternoon, and congratulations on the new chairmanship.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Congressman Brian Mast, and you heard he serves on Transportation Committee as well as his other responsibilities. There will be hearings. This coming as we're now finding out that there are new toxins that have been identified in the derailment. Cut number four, please.
We now know three more chemicals that were on board the Norfolk Southern train that derailed here in East Palestine just over a week ago. And we're being told that some of those chemicals are dangerous.
We basically nuked a town with chemicals so we could get a railroad open.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency sent a letter to Norfolk Southern stating that ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, ethylexyl acrylate, and isobutylene were also in the rail cars that were derailed, breached, or on fire. Caggiano says ethylexyl acrylate is especially worrisome. He says it's a carcinogen, and contact with it can cause burning and irritation in the skin and eyes. Breathing it in can irritate the nose, throat, and cause coughing and shortness of breath. Isobutylene is also known to cause dizziness and drowsiness when inhaled.
I was kind of surprised that when they quickly told the people they can go back home, but then said if they feel like they want their homes tested, they can have them tested. I would have far rather they did all the testing.
Caggiano says it's possible some of these chemicals could still be present in homes and on objects until you clean them thoroughly.
Oh, there's a lot of what ifs, and we're going to be looking at this thing 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line and wondering, gee, cancer clusters could pop up, you know, well water could go bad.
Caggiano recommends anyone who's in the East Palestine area get a health checkup. He says get a record of where your health stands now so that moving forward you have documentation of any possibly related effects to the train derailment.
Meanwhile, Pete Buttigieg, nothing, been completely silent until he was forced to say something today. Senator J.D. Vance out of Ohio called out Buttigieg, cut 14.
Now, we know if you listen to Secretary Buttigieg today that they are focused more on whether we have too many white men in construction jobs than he is on the fundamentals of his job, which is ensuring we have a viable transportation infrastructure in this country. And unfortunately, my constituents in East Palestine have been some of the main victims of the fact that we have failing infrastructure in our country, again, after spending tons of money in an effort to actually fix it. So the problem we have, Tucker, is that we are ruled by unserious people who are worried about fake problems instead of the real fact that our country is falling apart in some of the most important ways.
That's right. Folks, do you think it was a coincidence that over the past couple of days there have been three train derailments involving toxic chemicals? One in the Carolinas, you had another in Houston, East Palestine, Ohio. Folks, the infrastructure in this country is crumbling. Meanwhile, we are spending billions and billions and billions of dollars in Ukraine while our own country suffers. And you hope and pray that these good people in Ohio do not come down with cancer. But this is not good. There are multiple reports of the wildlife just dropping dead fish in the water, the birds falling out of the sky, now residents complaining of headaches. And they're being told, it's okay, go back home, you're safe. Go ahead, drink the water. I wouldn't drink that water. You folks in Louisville, Kentucky, they're testing the water and they're saying, oh yeah, it's good. You're good. Go ahead, drink up. I do not think so. By the way, speaking of weird, Damar Hamlin did an interview with Michael Strahan for GMA. Did you see this was just weird. We're going to play some audio here. You're going to hear some dead air, all right? But this is all part of it. We're just broadcasting it as it happened, cut number nine.
You're 24, peak physical condition, could run circles around me right now. How did doctor describe what happened to you?
That's something I want to stay away from.
I know from my experience at the NFL, they do more tests than anything. And in the course of you having your physical, did anybody ever come back with any, say you had a heart issue or anything that was abnormal?
Honestly, no. I've always been a healthy, young, fit, energetic, human being, let alone athlete. So it was something that was just that we still processing, and I'm still talking through with my doctors just to see what everything was.
Did you hear that? He wanted to answer, but he paused, and he waited a very long time before he gave the company line. This young man was vaccinated, and we know that because you had to be vaccinated to play in the NFL. And you heard him, perfectly healthy guy, always been physically fit. All of a sudden, this guy drops to the ground, nearly lost his life. And there's some indication that he was paid off. Something I want to stay away from. What do you think that something was? Do you think the pharmaceuticals, you think Big Pharma came in and said, hey, we're going to pay you a couple of million bucks if you don't say anything? What do you think it was, folks? Damar Hamlin almost lost his life. People dying suddenly, dropping dead after they get the vaccine, the clot shot. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. His response to that question should wake every American citizen up. Something's going on here. Something's going on. We'll be right back. All right, happy Valentine's Day, America.
It's for the way you look at me.
What about O?
O is for the only one I see.
Mm-hmm.
V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore.
You know, like half of Bartlesville, Oklahoma is dancing to this right now. So good, fun town. We haven't been there in a while. We got to get back to the heartland. Hope you're doing well. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Germantown, Tennessee. Murph hanging out with us on KWAM, our flagship radio station. Hey, Murph, what's going on today?
Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure. A couple of commentaries. I think you may have raised a question or two about this kid from Buffalo. That because nobody knows what happens to the human body when you take that quote-unquote vaccine. You know, one size doesn't fit all. But in relation to your commentary this morning about AT&T and One News America and Newsmax, right after you stated that commentary, yours truly called up AT&T. First of all, asked to speak to someone in the United States of America, and that was just impossible, so I ended up talking to somebody in the Philippines. Expressed our opinion about One News America Newsmax, said we either try and get it back on television or we're going to Verizon or Consumer Cellular or somebody.
And what did they tell you, Murph?
Well, this guy hemmed and hawed about, first of all, it was very difficult to understand his English. Number two, he hemmed and hawed about that DirecTV was making adjustments to get those two programs back on.
We got about 10 seconds, Murph, 10 seconds.
Yes, take about another 6 months. So, who knows? He was just spouting the company line, and we can't blame him, but I'm very serious about changing carriers.
Murph, I think a lot of other people feel just like you do. Hey, don't be a stranger, Murph. Always love talking to you. Give us a call back when we can chat a little bit longer. All right, folks, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Is that a horse?
Actually, it's a wild stallion. Since Navy Federal Credit Union's Platinum Card made it easier to tame our holiday debt, I wanted to see if I could tame something else.
Uh-huh.
Help me saddle up. I need to pick the kids up from school.
With a low intro APR on balance transfers, the Platinum Credit Card lets you take control of your debt. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/Platinum Offer. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
All right, Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. By the way, if you haven't already done so, check out ToddStearns.com. We have some great stories for you there. Also, some free products, including our podcast, all 3 hours of the show. So if you miss an interview, you can go back and listen to it. Won't cost you a penny. You can also sign up for our free newsletter. And by the way, this, 2 million readers on ToddStearns.com, and we're thankful for every single one of you, well over a quarter million people now subscribing to our daily newsletter to stay informed. And so we really appreciate the great work of our team over at ToddStearns.com. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us from the 4th Congressional District in Texas, our friend, Congressman Pat Fallon. Congressman, hope you're doing good today. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to Todd Starnes, a great American.
Well, you're kind to say that, Congressman. Look, a lot going on, and of course, investigations are underway. The border crisis is only getting worse, and I know this is something that you're very concerned about as a member of House Oversight and Accountability.
Todd, when I'm sitting there for the State of the Union, and I hear Joe Biden lie after lie, he is presenting him to the American people, and he says the border is getting better. When we hadn't had, before Joe Biden, a month with 200,000 illegal border crossings ever in our history, the last 10 months in a row have been over 200,000 border crossings. So he's lying through his teeth. 160 countries have had people cross the border illegally in the last couple of years. 5 million people under his watch, over 100 people on the terrorist watch list. It has literally never been worse. The data proves it, and all Joe Biden does is lie.
Congressman, the headline in the New York Post is just mind-blowing. This is from Terrell County. Texas County sees 540% human smuggling increase amid the border crisis. I mean, we're talking about human lives here at stake, not even to mention the drugs that are coming across the border.
Oh, slavery is alive and well in the United States. And the cartels are responsible for the largest sexual trafficking operation in human history. Joe Biden is facilitating it and looking the other way, pretending like it doesn't happen. And it's an absolute crime of biblical proportions.
Congressman, another story that we've been following, the headline from Fox News, Pentagon pressured by Republicans to stop forcing troops to pay back bonuses after forced separation. What's going on here?
Well, I led a letter, Tony. Todd, I sit on the Armed Services Committee, and we saw under Biden separate 8,400 troops that refused to take an experimental vaccine that wasn't even necessary. And Joe Biden, directed the department to do just that, and it doesn't make a lick of sense. And we want to get those people, and they were going to try to dishonorably discharge them. So we fought and prevented that from happening. But this is in a time, Todd, where we can't even meet our recruiting goals. This is how crazy the left got on COVID. So then they want to not only kick them out of the service, but take money that they've already given them back. And we won't stand for it.
Are we going to be able to undo all of the damage and these attacks that have happened on our brave fighting men and women?
And we're going to do everything we can. We have divided government, so at least we have a seat at the table. The other two seats are occupied by Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden. But over the last 2 years, we didn't have a seat at the table, and they ignored us as if we didn't exist. We had small, tiny input because the radical lefties like AOC and the rest of the communist crew, they won't vote for a National Defense Authorization Act, what we call the NDAA. So the Democrats knew they would have to come to us to some degree. But if we couldn't come to an accord, they would just go to them, and they would have really gutted the military even worse than they had already. So, but now we are, in control of one of those chairs, so we're going to do everything in our power to do so.
You know, it just seems to me, though, Congressman, I mean, based on what's just happening over the past couple of days when we've got all these unidentified objects flying over our country, violating our airspace, there are rumors of war. And these rumors continue to grow just about every day, and we don't know if that's going to be with Russia or China or whoever, but you would think that you would want to have a military that was fully staffed and ready to go. God forbid that day comes.
Yes, they were playing this, they were doing, you know, social experiments, leftist social experiments, when I want my military to project combat power. And oh, by the way, deter authoritarianism. Deter authoritarian. Because what Ronald Reagan said it best, you want to keep the peace, you need to be strong. And if they sense weakness, they're like hyenas, they're wolves. And what we've seen with Afghanistan, the Afghanistan pullout, I really believe in my heart of hearts, was probably the last straw with Putin in saying, all right, we're going to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. And you don't think the Chinese communists are watching what's happening in Ukraine, sniffing around Taiwan. You know, that's exactly and precisely what they're doing. And Joe Biden can't even shoot down a weather balloon. Oh, I'm sorry, a weather balloon, a spy balloon.
It's true. And I'm curious how, I understand we had to fire two missiles at the one that was over, what, Lake Huron. The first missile missed. And again, we don't know what these devices are. We're all assuming they're coming from China, but they could be coming from another one of our enemies. And it's just a really strange and very, maybe I guess the word is unsettling time in America right now.
You know what, Tom, it got me about Joe Biden is he can't just admit a mistake. That first spy balloon that made all the hubbub should have been shot down over the Bering Sea or the Pacific. Now, once it hits Montana, you definitely pop it there. But what was his excuse? Well, my military said that we didn't want to hurt anybody on the ground. Montana's population density is 7 per 1 square mile. 7. And if you don't shoot it over one of the 7 towns, the biggest towns in Montana, it goes down about 2.5. In other words, Alaska. It's the safest place over land to shoot the damn thing down. He didn't do it, and he let the Chinese gather all that intelligence over the next few days. It was ridiculous.
And it makes you wonder why. I mean, was there some sort of a deal? We don't know. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but it makes no sense unless there was some sort of a private agreement that Biden had to let the Chinese fly that thing over.
I know. Is he compromised? We don't know. I mean, he's the one. Nobody in the world built the firewall except Joe Biden. Candidate Biden in 2019 said he had no idea what his son did, and he never met with any of his son's business partners. He said that. I don't have any knowledge of my son's business dealings. And then with the laptop and the New York Post story, we find that to be completely false, that he'd met with over 24 of his business associates, had dinner with them, took them around, gave them a tour of the White House, took photos with them, the whole nine yards. So why'd you lie like that? And why are you hiding and preventing the DOJ from releasing the 150 SARs, which are suspicious activity reports generated when there's weird things that happen financially? Why can't you release them to Congress? Because if you have nothing to hide, I would welcome the scrutiny.
Very interesting question. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate the intel and hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Todd. You too. God bless you.
All right, Congressman Pat Fallon from the 4th Congressional District in Texas, member of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. Wow, crazy stuff. Hey, let's go back to the phones real quick before we have to take a break. Martin, listening to us on the Nevada Talk Network there in Vegas. Hi, Martin, what's going on?
Yeah, Todd, I think you overblown the train wreck. I worked at a plant here in Nevada several years ago that had chloride as a truck that would come in with the chloride. They had to park out on the driveway. They could not come in the plant. It's volatile. But that does not mean that it's going to necessarily blow up that instant. And these trains that did have that train wreck, they had other chemicals on it, but they're not. Everybody you seem to talk to is not a chemist. Even the people that comment on the chemicals, they're not chemists. So my point is that if chloride was one of the major factors, that would have been a problem. Now they're making every freight car on the train a problem, which is ridiculous. I just thought I'd mention it. I worked at the plant. It was called U.S. Ecology. They even had radioactive rock that came out of Area 51. By the way, the rock dissipates over the years, so there was no radioactive activity in it when I went there.
Martin, what do you make of all the animals that are dying? Chickens?
It could be chloride. Chloride is a substance. They wouldn't have parked it on the driveway, the trucks, if it wasn't. There may have been some chloride spills. The rest of it is, to me, is bogus. I think they're picking on the railroads, whereas the truckers come on down this highway, U.S. 95, totally at top speed, and they do not even stop for, you know, deer in the way. So the point is, I guess you have to be careful who your what your object is on certain issues, and that's one of them. I think that was unfortunate, but I don't think people are dying. And that doesn't sound correct to me.
All right, Martin, appreciate your insight, and thank you for listening to us out there. We got to run for a break, but there you have it, folks. Martin says he doesn't think it's going to have that big of an impact. NBC News interviewing local residents who showed them photographs or video of their dead chickens, dead fish in a stream that flows through one of the neighborhoods. And residents are now complaining of coughs and also headaches that they don't know what's causing that. The EPA said Friday in a letter to Norfolk Southern that chemicals carried on the train continue to be released in the air, surface soils, and surface waters. And as far as they know, everybody is safe. But short-term exposure to vinyl chloride can cause drowsiness, loss of coordination, disorientation, nausea, headache, which sounds like that would be a symptom, or burning or tingling. There you go. East Palestine has scheduled an emergency council meeting to respond to complaints from locals because they're being told everything's fine, come back, go back to school, go back to work, you are okay. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The Jeep Wrangler 4xe. It's electrified. Boogie, woogie, woogie. So you can boogie, woogie, woogie up a mountain, boogie, over creeks, or boogie, woogie, woogie through a desert where you get bit by a pit viper. So you boogie, woogie, woogie back to camp and ask your friends if they'll suck the snake venom out. When they say no, you boogie, woogie, woogie to the nearest hospital for a dose of anti-venom and boogie, woogie, woogie your way to a full recovery. The electrified Jeep Wrangler 4xe. Learn more at Jeep.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You would think that Biden would take this a little bit more seriously, what's happening out in Palestine, Ohio. I do seem to recall that his son, Bo, died of cancer after being exposed to piles of whatever was in those burn pits in Afghanistan. So you would think that they would be a bit more interested or involved or engaged in what's going on over there and Ohio. But as someone pointed out, this area is actually Trump country. So it could be that they're just going to be hands off because they don't want to help out anybody who supports President Trump. As sad as that may be, that could very well be the reality of this sad situation. So, I mean, if this was happening in Maxine Waters' district, do you think the intensity level from the White House would be a bit more elevated, maybe? Just want to put that, or the late John Lewis's congressional district down in Georgia. I think there would be a bit more intensity, but because it's in that country, and by the way, and a lot of people forget this about Barack Hussein Obama, when he was talking about deplorable Americans, the people who cling to their guns and cling to their religion, he wasn't talking about us folks in the South. He was talking about people in that part of the country, Ohio and Pennsylvania. That's who he was talking about. A lot of people don't realize that. All right, Roseanne Barr is back, and she is as feisty as ever. Cut number 7, please.
No concept of reality. They've been living in a bubble forever. Asking questions have nothing to do with the real world. What is my gender, Mom? What is my gender? Your gender is get a job. That's your gender. What are they thinking? Ask, what is a woman? They don't know that. That one they're asking all the time, what is a woman? I'll tell you what a woman is. A woman is me. That's what a woman is, okay? A woman is someone who cleans up everybody else's shit. That's what a woman is. A woman is somebody whose boobs hang down to her knees with a prolapsed uterus from giving birth to five ungrateful little privileged who never had to work for anything in their whole damn life. My pronouns are kiss my
Well, there you go, Roseanne. She's a little fired up. Look, I think a lot of people are really frustrated by all this these sex and gender revolutionaries out there trying to confuse everybody. You can only take so much, America. You can only take so much. Anyway, good for you, Roseanne. I think that's the Fox Nation special. You know, I tried to unsubscribe from Fox Nation like 5 years ago. You can't. It's impossible. I don't know. They're still taking my, what, $5.99 a month. Anybody knows how to unsubscribe, let me know. It is what it is. By the way, speaking of comedians, so the Turning Point USA, are you guys familiar with Turning Point? That's Charlie Kirk's group. So I was invited to a TPUSA event. They were bringing a comedian onto the college campus. And I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. And maybe that was the whole thing. And maybe I'm just out of touch with the new conservative movement, that's really being, I think TPUSA is really setting the stage for the future of conservatism. So anyway, I go to this comedian. It was a comedian. I can't remember the guy's name. And I sit there, and there wasn't a large crowd there, but I'm sitting there, and the jokes, the filth coming out of that guy's mouth, I was floored. It was like something you would see on Comedy Central, where even they would still have to bleep it on Comedy Central. I was floored. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, is this what the conservative movement has become now? To attract college kids to the conservative movement, you've got to be foul-mouthed, you've got to be filthy. Is that where we're going? I was just curious about that. Listening to Roseanne made me think about that. But I guess do they feel like to be able to reach college students, the average college students, they've got to drop this kind of language that, quite frankly, got President Trump in a bit of hot water when they recorded him on that bus with Billy Bush back in the day. But apparently now this is what you got to do to reach the next generation. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong here on this. But that was really eye-opening. Yeah, we can't be a part of stuff like that. We just can't do that stuff. All right, look, folks, we got to get out of here. ToddStearns.com, Caleb Park, our managing editor, churning out the copy. And you got to read the piece you just wrote on the AI banning me and Trump. Folks, get out there. Have a great day. Happy Valentine's Day. You give your Valentine a great big hug and tell him you love him. And we're going to see you back here tomorrow. Be good, America.